Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darling. It's such a joy, as always, to be here with you. And I really hope that this episode can act as a bit of a breather for you. I've kind of noticed over the last few weeks how bombarded we all are, and how unbelievably exhausting it is to be consistently bombarded with more information over and over and over again. I think so many of us live in a space where we are constantly consuming more information. Like, we've had more information accessible to us, especially over the last few years with the proliferation of AI, that we're in this space where we don't actually have enough time to metabolize all of this information. And I think for a lot of us, we are getting to a point of like real overwhelm and confusion, because we have so much access to all of this information, all of these answers, all of these perspectives, all of these points of view. So it feels as if we should feel better. Like, if we have access to all the answers, why aren't we feeling better? Like, why isn't life working better? And I want to talk a little bit to that today. My intention for today is not to add more information, more frameworks, more ideas. It's actually a space for us to kind of breathe a little bit together and to just settle. So I really hope that this episode for you can be a space of kind of coming back to a place of stillness inside of yourself, outside of the noise and the constant information overload. Because what I have been noticing in myself over the last few weeks, where I was really feeling in the space of like stuckness, of confusion, of like, what direction do I take? And like absorbing all of this stuff and like looking on ChatGPT and then like looking at millions of different podcast episodes and people's content and feeling increasingly stuck the more that I consumed. And what I came to as I sat in meditation one day was, what if the reason that I am feeling so stuck and confused isn't because I haven't found the right answer yet, but it's because I've consumed so many answers that I can't actually hear my own anymore? And I think that that is a really fundamental piece here that we need to collectively start to look at. I feel, since I have been in this industry, so coming up to like 6.5 years now, that we're really in this period of like almost like the golden age of self-improvement. You know, like, there has never been more access to healing content, education, attachment theory, somatic work, framework, identity stuff. And yet, what I've noticed in truth is the women coming into this work and coming into session with me and coming on retreats and coming to breathwork and various other places are almost like more confused about themselves than ever, like more lost than ever. And I'll be totally frank with you, like, I've had periods over the last month or so where I have felt more lost than ever. And that in part can be down to like the, if you're into astrology, like the crazy astrology that's been going on and the end of the year of the snake and all of the stuff that has been happening and like horrendous global news coming out that has really untethered a lot of us. But I also think that it talks a little bit to the fact that we are consuming so much information that it's almost turned into like a productivity thing. It's like, how much of this information can I consume? And if I just learn more and read more and do more of this understanding, I will therefore feel better. And this is not me saying that educating ourselves around all of this work isn't important. It 100% is. And I think it's a beautiful thing that so much of this information has become so much more accessible than it ever was before. But I will say that what I'm noticing is that we are outsourcing a lot. So what I mean by that is we are outsourcing our own self-knowledge, our own sense of peace, our own sense of purpose, our own sense of what we want from life to other people's frameworks. There's an element of performance in it. Like, I noticed it a lot, to be honest, in the industry that I'm in, because there are a lot of people in my industry, and this isn't me shitting on them at all, there's always space for this, and that focus a lot on identity, on like stepping into this new identity, and especially in the relational space, like how you can be more in your feminine energy, and like how can you be more magnetic, and da, 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 da. And what this creates is like, okay, I need to take on these new like behaviors. I need to take on this new way of being, and I will act like this person tells me to act, and then I will receive the thing that I say that I want. The problem with this is a performance. It's a performance, right? Like, I will act this way because you tell me to act this way, and if I act this way, then I will do better. It's exactly the same performance that so many of us do at work. Like, if I do this thing that my boss told me to do, then I'll get the promotion. And so many high functioning women are very good at doing that. We're very good at like taking the framework, doing the thing, performing it well. But the result of that is that we may be doing the thing. We may be like performing it perfectly in the same way that you perhaps are performing perfectly at work. You may be like showing up on the date and doing the thing that people tell you to do, or in your relationship doing the thing that people tell you to do. But it's not coming from the truth of who we are. It's coming from a performance. It's coming from an egoic illusion. And in that, we start to trust ourselves less and less and less. Almost a proliferation of this idea that's like, okay, I want this thing out there, because when I get this thing out there, a partner, a promotion, a bigger salary, a house, whatever it might be, then I will be happy. So what are the things that I need to do in order to get that thing? And because we're very good students, aren't we? We're all very good students, us A-type women. We do the things, and perhaps we get the result that we want, or we don't. But the problem with this is that often the things that we say that we want aren't actually the truth of what our deepest soul wants. And also, things outside of us can never fundamentally fulfill the deeper ache inside of us. So I'm going to give you a little example of this. I've talked a little bit to this before, but I want to go into it in a little bit more detail. So when I left banking, I thought that I was like, oh my God, I've transcended this idea that like money will make me happy. Like if I have more money, I'll be happy. Or like when I get this thing, I'll be happy. I've transcended the idea that something outside of me can make me happy. And I was like in this place of big spiritual ego of like, I have done the thing. I've like transcended it. Now I am free. And at that point in my life, I was single, and I'd been single for a very long time. And I also thought that I had transcended this idea that like when I find a partner, they will make me happy. Because this is the biggest illusion that so many of us have of like, once I have the relationship, then I will be happy. And yes, there is a piece here of like, okay, we're a communal species. We're not meant to live in isolation. So there is a piece of genuine truth around connection being very important. But the idea that like, once I have this partner, then all of my stuff will disappear and I'll magically be happy is an illusion. And I thought I had transcended this. So when I met Thomas, I went through a period of limerence. Limerence is the part of a relationship where like all of the hormones flood the system and we're in this like, oh my God, this like magical space where the seeking for anything has disappeared and it all feels so wonderful and honeymoony and like feels like, oh my God, I've made it. This is the thing. I feel so wonderful. And it drowns out any of our inner aches, because we feel like we finally reached this place of unity. But then, inevitably, the limerence phase ends, as it does in all relationships. The high wears off, and the relationship started to settle into something a little more real. And in that settling into something more real, I started to meet myself again. Same me. Same patterns. Same woman who sometimes doubts herself, sometimes feels like, oh my God, there has to be more excitement, that really struggles with the mundane. That version of me reappeared. And in that reappearing, I was like, oh my God, I thought that this relationship would mean that this part of me would disappear. I had realized that I had not transcended the illusion of relationship somehow, healing me from all my inner angst. No, 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 no. I was meeting myself again. And in that, I realized this piece of like, we can't ever, ever relationship our way out of a disconnection with ourselves. We can't. Because the fundamental piece here for all of us is our desire to reconnect with the truest essence of who we are. So the reason I wanted to share that piece is because that example there of relationship and like, oh, if I have this relationship, then all my inner angst will be gone, is the same outsourcing. It's the same outsourcing that we do of like, I'll learn all of this stuff and then I'll be happy. I'll get the promotion and then I'll be happy. If I read all of this content, then I'll be happy. If I get this partner, then I'll be happy. If I get this house, then I'll be happy. It's this constant chasing for something outside of ourselves. But we cannot get there. We can't get there. Because we can't relationship our way out of a disconnection with ourselves. So that includes our relationship to work, our relationship to money, our relationship to our bodies, our relationship to other people. We can't outrun ourselves. And so the piece that is coming up for me a lot at the moment, when I look at the online world and all of the content that we are fed all of the time, is again this sense that like, if I read all of this stuff, if I listen to all these podcasts, and I say this as someone that has a podcast, so this is a stupid thing to say because I love it that you guys listen to my podcast, but if I read it, listen to it, and like, if I absorb all of this information from someone else, if I manage to learn what they've learned, then I will be happy. Then I'll be content. Then I'll get the thing that I said I've always wanted. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Because every time we reach for another piece of content, another explanation, another framework, we're reinforcing the same habit that was so deeply entrenched in us when we were little. Look outward. Look for the answer somewhere else. Trust like an expert more than you trust yourself. It's the constant outsourcing. And you know, when we're constantly outsourcing, it's exhausting, truly. It is the most exhausting space that we can find ourselves in, is constantly trying to find the information, trying to find the answer outside of ourselves. It's exhausting. Because every single time that we take in information, our whole system has to process it. We have to metabolize it. But we don't ever give ourselves enough space to metabolize it. So the system never gets a space to settle, to sort, to like integrate what we've actually received. We're just consuming more and more and more. It's almost like trying to eat like 17 roast dinners in the period of an hour and like expecting our body to be able to digest it all. We can't. We need space. And we like deeply, deeply need space to be able to hear ourselves. And in truth, I feel that any of this work, any work that you do for yourself, needs to bring you closer to you. It is not meant to be dependent on a teacher. It is not meant to be requiring of you to take on a framework that someone has taught you. It is not requiring you to be more like someone else. It is about bringing you closer to your own knowing and learning to trust that knowing. So that's the crux of why we're really here, my love, I believe. It's like we're here to be able to express ourselves fully in the world, the truest essence of who we are, to allow that part of us to move us and to express itself through us. And the more that we outsource, the more that we try and find answers outside of ourselves, the more that we ChatGPT everything, the more that we're finding stuff online to read and be like, oh my God, yeah, that's it. Oh no, maybe that's it. Oh no, maybe that's it. The further we are moving away from ourselves. Now, this isn't me saying you need to stop consuming. As I mentioned, I think it's a beautiful thing that we have so much access to this information. But it is me saying that it is important to give yourself space to metabolize. That when you connect with content, when you connect with information, when you connect with anything that you're consuming, really, to give yourself space to sit and recognize what resonates as true for me. Not just, the teacher said this, this must be right. No. What resonates as true for you? And your system will tell you. And the more that you learn to trust that, the closer you come to the truest essence of who you are. And that is why we're all here, to come back to that truest essence. So I want you to really sit with yourself and ask yourself, is the content I'm consuming bringing me closer to myself? Or is it giving me somewhere to put my attention so that I don't have to feel what's underneath? Like, is it a distraction? Or is it bringing me closer to myself? Am I outsourcing? Or is this supporting me to come closer to myself? And there's no shame in this answer. As I mentioned, like, I often find myself outsourcing. I don't trust my inner knowing, because it's fucking scary to trust your inner knowing. It's scary. It's much easier to be like, oh my God, this successful person did this. I'll just do what they did. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I want you to start from here to see if you can give yourself space. Maybe that space is like that I've been in this period recently because we're looking after this dog, of going out on walks without my phone and without listening to anything. Give yourself space to metabolize life. Maybe you go for a walk without your phone. Maybe you sit and meditate. Maybe you sit in the park and look at the trees. maybe you wake up 15 minutes earlier. I used to do this when I was in banking, wake up 15 minutes earlier and do like 10 minutes of yoga really early in the morning. Just to give myself space to metabolize life. Because if we don't give ourselves space to metabolize life, we are eating 17 million roast dinners in an hour. Can't digest it. And we get sick. And this is why I have decided that I'm bringing back my monthly breathwork sessions. Because I believe that we all deeply need a space to metabolize and a space to come closer to ourselves rather than absorbing more content from other people. And I think I've told you guys this before, that breathwork was the practice that, like, it was really a gateway for me. It was a huge, huge, huge opener. Because finally my body got to metabolize some stuff that I'd been out running for a really, really long time. And the more that I stepped into that space of metabolism, the more my inner voice came through. And the more I recognized, like, oh, I've been searching for this answer for like 10 years about whether I need to leave my job, asking every single person under the sun, going to therapy, asking my therapist, trying to figure out what to do. No. I just needed to metabolize. And then the truth came through. And it was very clear. This is no longer your path. Please leave. We need space to metabolize. So if you would like to come to breath, it would be a great honor for me to have you. And you don't need to have done it before. It's all beginner friendly. We're meeting on the 8th of March. I'll pop the link in the show notes. But it would be such a joy to have you. Such a joy. There's nothing to learn there, nothing to fix. It's just a space of being in the metabolism of what is. So my sweet love, I really hope that the energy of this episode has come across for you. And it's been a place where you can settle a little bit. I even feel more settled doing this. I'm like, oh, I can feel, yeah, the weight of my body and the like subtle energy moving through my system. And I'm like really aware of opening around my heart. And tingling down my arm. Kind of subtle beauty of being alive. And I really hope that that comes through for you. Sending you so much love. Really and truly. I will speak to you very soon. Thank you.